62-66. And Kelso, the dog is dropping that slimy chew toy in your lap. You're going to have to stand up anyway. Why not go over to the phone, pick it up for where you put it on the counter, and call us. 877, that's toll free, 500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. We're waiting. We still have a line open, and I think we are going to make it.
One line open, 877-500-5266.
We're really close.
We thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Self Enhancement, Inc. Financial Empowerment Clinic on Saturday, May 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be opportunities to meet with a financial planner, pull and review your credit report with an expert, attend workshops on getting ready for college, budgeting for back to school, and more. Community resources will be available, as well as food, raffle prizes, and kids' activities. The event is at Self Enhancement, Inc., 4134 North Vancouver. More information on the Financial Empowerment Clinic, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. It's time now for Veterans Voice. Today, they're speaking with Belle Landau, Executive Director of the Returning Veterans Project, on their programs to help veterans. And today, Marvin and Angie will be with us as hosts, and we welcome Angie. Stay tuned.
I was 17, just a teenage kid, the year that I enlisted. I can't remember why I did. My mom said I insisted. I had some strange idea then that Uncle Sam was right. Oh, Mama cried, but she signed the card, and then I went off to fight. Got off the plane in Vietnam. It didn't seem like war. With all I saw, I started to wonder what I had come there for. Some officers got drunk at night and cheated on their wives. And the peasants on the other side were just struggling for their lives. Oh, the army tried some fancy stuff to bring them to their knees. Like Agent Orange defoliants to kill the brush and trees. We'd hike all day on jungle trails through clouds of poison spray. And they never told me then that it would hurt my health today. But I got the news this morning, yeah, the doctors told me so. They killed me in Vietnam and I didn't even know. I tried hard to forget the war like everybody did. Settled down, got married, even had a couple of kids. Well, my children both had birth defects and the doctors had their doubts. They never could understand it, but I think I've figured it out. 'Cause I got the news this morning, yeah, the doctors told me so. They killed me in Vietnam and I didn't even know. This Agent Orange from Vietnam, we carry it with us still. It stays inside for years and years before it starts to kill. You might get cancer of the liver, you might get cancer of the skin. You can file for disability, but you might not live to win. Oh, I got the news this morning, yeah, the doctors told me so. I've never been a radical, but this has changed my mind. Oh, I'd be so proud to hear my kids say, hell no, I won't go. Because you killed my dad in Vietnam, and he didn't even know. Yes, I'd be so proud to hear my kid say, hell no, I won't go. Because you killed my dad in Vietnam, and he didn't even know.
Welcome to Veterans Voice Radio Show on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River and the Gorge, and 100.7 FM in Albany, Corvallis, Eugene, are streaming on the World Wide Web at kboo.fm. And you can also hear our past shows, if you'd like, at kboo.fm/Veterans Voice, and Veterans Voice is one word. I'm Marvin, and Mr. Bill's not here today. He's not feeling very well. But we have Angie's here with us, which is good.
Thank you.
Oh, great to have you. And this morning we're going to be talking with Belle Landau. And Belle's executive director of Returning Veterans Project here in Portland. And we've had Belle on before, and we thought it was it's time to have her back. So we can give the vets another chance to hear what she has to say and what programs that they have. And we were going to have Wes Clark of the C-123 Veterans Association, but he can't be on today. He's doing something about their problem that they have. As you know, he was flying those old C-123s that had been used in Vietnam to spray Agent Orange, and that they were terribly contaminated, and these folks started coming down with the same diseases that guys in Vietnam and the people of Vietnam got. And so the government's fighting them on it, and Wes is back there putting up a good fight to get care for the veterans. And this happened after the war, you know, after the war. They told these guys that those planes were decontaminated, that there was nothing wrong with them, that it was okay to fly them. Turned out that was wrong. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. And like I said, we're going to talk to Belle in just a few minutes. Is Belle on the line? Hi, Belle. How are you?
I'm good, Marvin. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'd like to introduce you to Angie. Angie's a Gulf vet, and she's helping us out today, and hopefully she'll be with Bill and I for a long time. And,
great. Yeah, hi, Angie.
It's great.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Bill's the director, executive director of the Returning Veterans Project, and Belle, you know, today we're in pledge drive, so we'll be cut off in about what, about a minute?
You've got to make money to keep you going. I get it.
Yeah. And so then we can come back and we'll talk some more. But what I want to do, we haven't got very much time before we start, Belle. And when we come back, I really would like, if you could, to talk about the programs you have.
Great.
And how the vets can get involved in it. And I've also want to talk to you about a corporation that came to me, and I think I told you about a little bit in an email. But I want to give you the that name.
Okay.
And so you can pass it on to the group that does that. And they're really interested in helping out. And they'll be really good for you guys. So we're going to go now to Justin out of Pledge Central. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much. Justin is here, and I'm joined by Liz, and we are briefly interrupting Veterans Voice because we are in the waning days of our spring membership drive, and we're bringing the listeners programs that are found nowhere else. Veterans Voice is some of our signature programming, doing what others leave undone, and that's why we ask you to start or renew your membership right now by calling 877-500-5266.
That's right, and if you're on
online, you can go to our website at kboo.fm and click on the little jar in the upper right-hand corner. And you can, Justin, the number that he just mentioned is toll-free anywhere in the continental United States, but the website is toll-free anywhere on planet Earth. So there's nothing stopping you right now from going to your phone, going to your electronic device, becoming a member, supporting the unique voices that you hear only on KBOO, like programs like Veterans Voice. I mean, where else are you going to hear an hour-long in-depth discussion about the ongoing effects of Agent Orange on both veterans and civilians? You know, it's really, the kind of programming that you hear here is unique to KBOO, and it's unique to Portland. And we know that you value that kind of programming because you're listening to it right now. So what better time to become a member? Pick up the phone, dial 877-500-5266, or go online, kboo.fm.
There's never been a better time to make your membership count, particularly when we're dealing with such important topics. I understand today we'll be looking at the ongoing impacts of Agent Orange, and this is just something that has been utterly left undone by mainstream media. And of course, that's why you tuned into KBOO a long time ago, because you were tired of the shrieking heads. You wanted real information made by real people with real voices, and you can't get it anyplace else. Wolf Blitzer and Bill O'Reilly are not going to bring it to you. So we're asking you to put a little money down there, not to give it to us per se, but to place it in a community trust so that we can continue to empower these volunteers to bring their expertise to the whole wide world. Won't you consider doing that right now? Online, kboo.fm, or call us right now, 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Justin. And we want to get back to Bill. Bill, could you go ahead and tell us about Returning Veterans Projects, what your projects are, how long you've been going, and how people can get in contact with you?
Absolutely. So the Returning Veterans Project is in its 10th year now. And what we do is we ask licensed and insured mental health therapists, chiropractors, naturopaths, acupuncturists, and massage therapists to open at least one pro bono slot for Iraq and Afghanistan war vets, reservists, active duty service members, and their families. And we now have 155 practitioners from Vancouver all the way down to Ashland and in Central Oregon, and a couple in other small cities around the state of Oregon. So last year, our providers delivered 3,843 hours of free services to 394 OEF-OIF veterans, service members, Guard and reservists, and 160 military spouses, partners, children, parents, and other close relatives like siblings and grandparents also impacted by their veterans' deployments or reintegration challenges. And new, the last couple years, we now have equine therapists, so folks that work with horses to deliver mental health therapy.
Wow.
We have some art therapists in our directory, and we're just getting some music therapists who are joining us, and we have an exciting new partnership with the Portland Art Museum.
Mm.
We're developing an innovative museum-based art therapy project, so it will actually be held at the museum in different galleries each week. It's 8 sessions, and the vets will do hands-on art making and some reflection on art pieces that really mean something to them. And so we have exciting things going on.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. And one something I wanted to ask you about is that it is really important, I think, now to have groups like yours out there, because it's so hard for some people. Some veterans just don't want to go to the VA.
Right.
They don't want to go to the VA. They have this distrust of the VA. And with what's going on with the Veterans Administration right now, it makes it even harder for people to go to the VA. And you guys put out such great stuff here that it'll really help these people and to get in there. And so is there, Angie, did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, I think that's a really good thing that people can go there for free, especially because the VA has started charging me at least to go see them for basic visits because disability rating isn't high enough. So I can't go to get acupuncture for anything at the VA. But I have had acupuncture done for tinnitus, which I am receiving 10% for, and it's been a huge problem for me, my ears ringing.
Right,
and
right.
People being able to receive something like that is very helpful.
Yeah, I think so too, and that's kind of why we're here. We're here to supplement what the VA does or to take the place of the VA if someone just doesn't want to go there, and to fill that gap between the time you enroll for services and the time that you're actually able to receive them. So we really, and we serve family members. The VA does serve some family members, but, you know, can't meet the need because its main job is to work with vets. So that's why we do what we do, and, you know, I have to say that we are being overrun by veterans right now. I have 77 mental health providers in Portland alone.
Wow.
And I think only 5 or 6 are open to take a new client.
Wow.
So I think from what our providers are saying is that we're seeing a lot of vets who've been home for a while, maybe 5 to 10 years. They've never sought treatment, and they're coming in for the first time, and they're in crisis. Some of my providers are serving homeless veterans. Some are serving vets that are in danger of being incarcerated.
Mm.
So there's a lot of complex issues, and I just really admire the people who volunteer for us because they do such important work, you know, with folks.
Yeah, they do really, really important work.
Yeah.
And I think one of the really good thing about it, I mean, the Returning Veterans Project is a great, great thing. And I think with mental health, is really, it's so hard for people to get into mental health at the VA. I mean, because when you're in a crisis, you got to see somebody.
I know.
And if you can't, if you have to wait a long time, it's not going to be good. And
yeah.
So
yeah.
It's good that they can get in and see you. Is there any anything, does anybody specifically work with the children? You know, I know you say families,
yes,
but how about the children? How about
these
kids?
Yeah, we have child therapists, so we have people whose specialty is young children and people who work with adolescents, so especially in the Portland metro area. And I think in Eugene we also have a family therapist. And, so we are trying to get more of those LMFTs who really work with families. And we do a lot of couples counseling also.
Oh, so. Boy, I bet.
Yeah, which is really important,
yeah.
You know? And mental health is also hard for the civilian population to access, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just the laws that have been passed in the last 20 years and services that have gone away. It's challenging if you need mental health services, like you say, especially when you're in crisis.
Oh, especially when you're in crisis. And and one of the things that is so important, too, for female veterans. I mean, female veterans really have a hard time going up to the VA. You know, they have a hard time going up there and getting you know, care, and I can see why, and to have, you know, to have where they can come and feel comfortable and not worry about stuff. You know, they used to. Angie didn't. They used to have up at the VA. They have the women's clinic.
Yeah,
they do have
do.
A women's clinic.
Yeah.
There is a waiting list a lot of times. And many times, if it's a mental health issue, they will actually send you to the mental health system, which you usually have to wait. And it's really good that you're seeing people that have been out for 5 or 10 years, because there's a limit on how long you can wait to register at the VA hospital.
I know. I think we're getting a lot of those folks who waited too long.
Oh, I
which
think
I did.
So.
I had to get a waiver in order to get into the VA because I waited like 3 years.
Yeah. We're going to go into another break, and then we'll have one more segment with you before you leave, because I know you have an appointment that you need to get to, but I want to talk to you one more time. So we're going to go out to Pledge Central so we can talk to Justin and Liz about fundraising for KBOO. You know, KBOO, we have the longest-running veterans anti-war program in the country. Is KBOO lets us do that. It is the longest running one, and you guys out there let us be here.
Well, it's more than letting you be here. It's all about supporting you being here. And now's the time to do that by picking up your phone and calling 877-500-5266 or go online to KBOO.com. anchor.fm. Click on the little jar in the upper right-hand corner, and it's as easy as that. You become a member. We have volunteers waiting to take your call. We have a $300 goal for this program, and, you know, $300 is a lot for one person. We're not asking any one person to pony up $300, although if somebody out there has $300 and they want to give it to us, we would be more than happy to accept it. However, if we had, let's say, six of you become members at the $50 level, that would work. If we had three of you become members at the $100 level, that would work too. You know, however you divide up the pie, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you decide right now, put a dollar value on this kind of programming, on this program in particular, and KBOO programming in general. Put a number on it and then call us right now, 877-500-5266.
And as important as it is to have contributions from the community to keep the lights on and the transmitter functioning and the board operational, what is equally important, possibly even more so, is to be adding more new members to the rolls, to have more people standing up and being counted, particularly when it comes to Veterans Voice. When I think of the long history of anti-war activism and having real people who have been through war coming in to teach people, I mean, that is the heart and soul of a civilian-led military. So that is going a long way right here, and adding more people to the support list makes it possible. 877-500-5266. I was thinking maybe three of you could start that sustaining membership of a modest $10 contribution each month. That amounts to 33 cents out of the more than $2,000 a day. So it's not a huge amount of responsibility. We're not looking to break your bank. We're looking to marry your hard-won pennies, nickels, and dimes with a lot of others. We call that converting pocket change into social change. Maybe you could start a membership at the $60 level, and we could send you this book, Killing Anything That Moves, by Nick Terse. And this is based on classified documents and first-person interviews, a startling history of the American war on Vietnamese civilians. That can become yours when you call 877-500-KBOO.
We have about 45,000 listeners, and only 4,500 of those listeners are members. That's not a great ratio. We'd really like to bump that up. You know, that's about 1 in 10.
I think it's about 10%.
Yeah, it's not ideal. I mean, we would love it if some more of that 45,000 of you who are out there listening to us would become members and help support this kind of programming. And the first step to support is listening, and the second step to support is supporting us with your dollars. This is the time to do that. 877-500-5266. We only come to you a few times a year to ask for your support. And as Justin mentioned, you know, we use the money that you donate to keep the lights on and the equipment maintained and everything else. But we also do other things. We expand. We're constantly expanding the quality and the quantity and the variety of what we do here. We've expanded our web presence. We have an app so you can listen to us on your phone. We're using the money that you send to us, not just to keep things as they are, but to make them better and better. That really is what KBOO is all about. That's the heart of our core mission, about bringing quality programming to you. And we know that you value this programming because you're listening to it right now. Help us make our $300 goal this hour. What are you waiting for? 877-500-5266.
Never have such modest contributions amounted to such Himalayan contribution to Himalayan achievements, because I think of the thousands and thousands of volunteers who have come in here and received training, the empowerment to become citizen journalists, to bring us issues affecting veterans, to bring us issues around dismantling the prison complex, all of the programming on News and Public Affairs Day. And in fact, that reminds me, we have an audio flash drive that's got 4 gigs of our exclusive content, and that's for a modest $75 gift. And if you start that $75 gift, you can also have Friends of Trees plant a tree in your honor. So not only are you getting this information uninterrupted by our sweet dulcet tones, not only will you get the quality of signal that only comes when you help make it possible, not only will you have multiple, many, many hours of this programming to review at your leisure, but you will also be lightening your carbon footprint. Imagine that. Call us right now and introduce yourself, won't you? 877-500-5266.
Or go online, kboo.fm. You know, the thing about the tree from Friends of Trees is just such a great metaphor for what KBOO is all about. Sink your roots into the earth, expand the urban canopy, support life on this planet, support quality programming. It's all good. Plus, when you get the tree, you also get a thank you gift in addition to the tree. I mean, how can you go wrong? It's like, what are you waiting for? Now's the time. 877-500-5266.
We're talking with Bell about the Returning Veterans Project, and for free counseling and other health services for returning veterans and their families. And during the break, Angie and I were talking about the mental health part of it, which is really, really, really so important. And Bell, could you tell people how they can get a hold of you and the project so they can hook in and get started?
Absolutely. Services are confidential, so I have no idea who my providers are serving unless somebody comes forward and says thank you, which happens every once in a while. So what you do if you are an Iraq or Afghanistan war vet or family member is go to www.returningveterans.org and you click on the Find a Provider page, and there's a drop-down menu of the services that are available. Now, not in all cities, unfortunately, but you say put in, click on mental health, and then enter Portland if you're in Portland and click apply. And providers who are available to take a new client, their contact information comes up and their profiles. You can read them and decide who might be a good fit for you, and then call them and say you are a current war vet and that you would like free Returning Veterans Project services. And our providers agree to serve our clients just as they would a paying client. So if somebody needs 2 years of PTSD treatment, that's what they get. If somebody needs some support once they come home, like for a relationship, that's what they would get. So just as any paying client would, that's the way they serve our clients.
That's great. And the phone number, is it go ahead.
Yeah, it's 503-954-2259.
Great. Is there anything else you want to say before you have to go?
Only that our guard still has one of the highest rates of suicide in the nation, of all guards in the nation. We fluctuate between first and third, and we have another big deployment coming up in June. About 1,200 folks are going to Afghanistan for a year.
Bell, I had no idea, and I keep on top of that stuff. I had no idea that we had that much suicide.
We do, especially young guard members. And what is puzzling is that it's as high among veterans never deployed as among those who've been deployed. So, you know, it's kind of, it's not really understandable, but we're trying to figure it out.
Boy, I had no idea that the Oregon Guard was in that much trouble.
Yeah.
It was in that much trouble. Yeah. That is just horrible. Bell, I want to tell you how great your organization is and how it helps it's helping veterans and their families, which is real important to me. And I will email you either this afternoon or tomorrow and give you the name and the contact about who the people who want to help.
Okay,
help
great.
The veteran.
And if anybody listening is a provider, come and join us. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Bell.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. You know, with what's going on at the VA right now, they can't even take care of the people they have. You know, there's this huge waiting time. And you know, the suicide rate, like Bell was talking about, I had no idea that in Oregon that we were number one or number two in suicides in the nation. And to get into the VA system, with right now with what's going on in the news, you know, with what's going on into the news about all the veterans' problems, the people like Bell are so, you know, helpful that we have Bell and people like her that care so much. And I'm really, really glad that Bell's around. Like I was saying just before we went to talk to Justin and Liz, that KBOO Radio has the longest running veterans program, anti-war program in the nation. You've let us be on this station for 21 years, and we've it's not us, it's you. It's you, the listeners, that let us stay on here. And I can't tell you how many people have been helped by you folks, have been helped by you folks by letting this show on the air. I get it all the time that people say, I heard your show on KBOO. I heard your show on KBOO, and I'm a vet, and I need help. And they go and get help because they heard, because of you. You folks let us on, and you let us talk about anything we want to talk about. Any veterans issues we talk about, the women veterans, which is really an important part of our veterans movement, is the female veterans. That is so important. And also, I was saying, I'm going to be going to Vietnam in September. Laurel got the Fulbright grant, so we're going to go to Vietnam. And I've been working with some folks over there, and we're probably going to be able to do the show from Vietnam through Voice of Vietnam Studio. And we'll be doing the show from Hanoi and from here. And so you folks let us do that. You folks let us do that, to have our show from Vietnam, and Bill and Angie will be here, and I'll be in Vietnam, and that's never happened before. And so KBOO is going to get to do that. And the only reason we're going to get to do that is because you folks keep this radio station going. It's been going since 1968. In 1968, I was in Vietnam.
Wow.
I was in Vietnam when this radio station started. And so it just wonderful. And we need this station, you know, we have to be out there. We have to, because you're not going to hear this stuff on any other channel. You're not going to hear it on any other channel except for KBOO. And KBOO is the answer. And we have to keep KBOO on the air. And you're the ones to do it. If you haven't donated money, pledged any money to KBOO yet, please do it. Please do it. Let's keep KBOO going. And let's keep our radio show on. And let's keep all the other radio stations on. And that's just me. Bill's on the air. Okay, let Bill on. Hey, Bill. Are you there? Bill. Hello.
Are you there?
Hello, Bill. How you feeling, buddy?
Well, I'm getting better.
Oh, boy. I know you called me last night, and I was really worried. And I was
really sick. Oh, boy.
Mm.
But what I wanted to call about, Marvin, was I wanted to make my pledge.
Okay, great.
For the pledge call for the annual or the semi-annual pledge call.
Great, great. And that's, I appreciate it, Bill. I appreciate it. And, boy, please get better. I was really worried, and everybody down here was worried about you being sick. And it sounds like you're doing a little better. You didn't sound too good last night when I was talking to you. But
boy, I was barely able to move last night.
Yeah, you sound a lot better, Bill. And
I'm much better now.
Great. So we're going to send you back out to Pledge Central, and you can take care of all that out there.
Okay.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye, buddy.
Buddy.
Bye. And Bill, you know, Bill is a Korean War veteran, but he's also an atomic veteran. You know atomic veterans? They're the ones, the soldiers that were used as guinea pigs out in the Pacific for nuclear bomb testing, and also here in the States down at the Nevada test site, where they would get all these soldiers together and drop these nuclear bombs and then walk these soldiers into them, guinea pigs. They're crazy. It's completely crazy.
And you wonder why people get mad.
Yeah, and you wonder why veterans get mad. I was up on the hill. We call it the hill, the veteran hospital. I was up on the hill. I can't remember what I was doing. And I was in the elevator going down to the first floor, and there was an older man there sitting in a wheelchair, and his wife was pushing him. And as we were getting out, I noticed he had an NAAV hat on, and that's National Association of Atomic Veterans. And as we got out, I stopped and I said, my friend Bill Byers, he's an atomic veteran also. And I said, where were you at? And he said he was at the Nevada test site in 1957. And I believe Bill was there in 1952 or 53. And he was telling me about all the medical problems he had. Mm. You know, he has heart problems, he has cancer, he has just all these medical problems from what they did at the test site on these guys. And he was, and his wife was kind of quiet. And I said, well, you know, I'm glad you're here, and I hope that you're feeling better and everything. And his wife said, they used these guys as guinea pigs. That's all they did. They were guinea pigs. They didn't care anything about their health. They didn't care anything. She just was so angry. You could just see it in her face how angry she was that the military would do that to these soldiers, and especially to her husband.
Kind of like how they've used Agent Orange.
Yeah, same with Agent Orange and the Gulf War Syndrome from the first Gulf War that has never ended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the Gulf War that started in 91 and it's still continuing. And those people are really sick. They're still sick. Their children are sick. We have Agent Orange, and we're still sick. The country of Vietnam is sick. And so we just have to, you know, we just have to keep on keeping on. And the thing about the military is that Angie was, and myself and Bill and all you other veterans out there, we're cogs. We were little bitty cogs in a big old system. And when one little cog gets hurt, they just throw us away and get another little cog and put it in there and keep that system going. The military is nothing but a tool for the powers to be. The military is just a tool, you know. You know, it's supposed to be for defend our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, that's just what they say, but we're tools. We went to Korea. We went to Dominican Republic. We went to Haiti. We went to Panama. We went to Vietnam.
And we're in over 130 countries right now.
In the world. And right now, we're in a whole bunch of people are in Africa. A lot of military people are in Africa, of all places in Africa. And we were going to have Nick Turris come on, and he was going to talk about that. And he wasn't able to come on, but his book, Killing Anything That Moves, is a wonderful book. And it talks only about Vietnam. It doesn't talk about Africa. But Nick wrote this great article. I think it's on Tom Dispatch. He talks about the U.S. military in Africa and what they're doing in Africa. You know, and it's really, really interesting. If you get the chance, it'd be a good read. And Nick's been on our show, and he has a lot of good stuff to say. So, and I want to get back to the we got about a minute here. I want to get back to the Agent Orange stuff and talk about Wes and those folks. And you know, when they started getting sick, Wes, he has cancer, and they went to the VA and all those places, and the VA just flat turned them down. The VA said, no, it has nothing to do with your military service. And the Air Force came out and said that those airplanes are contaminated. We got to get rid of those airplanes. They're contaminated with Agent Orange. And they took those airplanes and they shredded them. As toxic waste. And they just shredded them. But they still would not let these guys have a disability, which is good, but they needed the health care. They needed the health care. We're going to go out to Pledge Central to Justin and Liz. So we'll be right back. And yeah, Okay, we're going to go out there. This is Veterans Voice on KBOO 90.7 FM. I'm Marvin. I'm with Angie, and we're kind of going off right now because we're angry. And we're going to go out to Justin and Liz.
And you are listening right now to the longest-running veterans program on the radio in these United States of America. And that is reason enough to consider starting or renewing your membership right now by calling 877-500-5266. If you could do that at the $60 level, we'll send you a copy of Killing Anything That Moves by Nick Terse. If you could do it at the $75 level, we'll send you that book and we'll plant a tree in order to lessen your carbon footprint. By any means necessary, folks, this is the kind of programming that KBOO exists to bring to the community. We're asking you to make a small donation, a small contribution into the public trust to make sure that real people can make real radio with real voices. 877-500-5266.
That number is toll-free anywhere in the continental United States, but if you are outside the continental United States or you're just not near a phone, you can become a member by going to kboo.fm. Click on the little jar in the upper right hand corner of our site. You know, it makes a lot of sense that we would be giving this partnership with Friends of Trees for the $75 level, because especially during Veterans Voice, while we're talking about Agent Orange, which was designed as a defoliant, I mean, what better way to combat the effects of Agent Orange than to plant a tree? I mean, really. It doesn't get much more proactive than that. And all you need to do to plant that tree, to combat Agent Orange, to support KBOO, and to increase the urban canopy and decrease your carbon footprint is to become a member at the $75 level. $75 is 21 cents a day. That's $1.47 a week. It's the most economical bang for your buck that you can possibly get. I mean, honestly, you can't get the quality and the quantity of programming. We're at you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never go off the air. We know that you value the programming that you hear here, both Veterans Voice and all of the other great news and public affairs programs and all of the widely ranging eclectic music programs that you hear, because you're listening right now. But now is the time to show your support and to make your support hard, cold cash. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm.
John has renewed his membership in Portland. Thank you so much, John. Ted has renewed his membership in Portland. Says hi to Marvin. Thank you, Ted. Bill has renewed his membership in Portland. Thank you. Maybe we could add three more new members to go along there, because, of course, we love our members renewing their membership. We very much hope that that will be the case, but, of course, we always want to add new member to the dole, to the roll, excuse me. So when we open up the KBOO Good Book, we find your name in there. We're asking you to call 877-500-5266 to support Veterans Voice and real people's voices every hour of every day. Let's head back to Marvin, and we'll just remind you, we've got a couple lines open right now to make sure we go over that $300 goal. 877-500-5266.
Do it now.
We're back, and like I said before we left, I kind of got confused. I'm Marvin, and I'm with Angie, and this is Veterans Voice radio show on KBOO. And during the break, Angie and I were talking, and she brought up something that I didn't know, and she's talking about these airplanes that the Air Force had that shredded these airplanes. Go ahead, tell them.
Yeah, the C-123s, they did a swab test on these C-123s that transported and sprayed Agent Orange, and they found that the test came back over 200 times the limit of what your exposure should be. So as a health concern, that gave people who were seeking compensation the ability to move forward with this. And something else that was pretty interesting was that one of these planes was going to be shown in a museum. But once it was found to be contaminated, they had to pull that idea, and then they ended up shredding that as toxic waste.
Toxic waste. Can you imagine that? Toxic waste. I saw a picture when I was in Vietnam in 1968. Those planes flew right over us. They would be like three of them together just spraying this stuff out, and it would get all over you, and it was like sticky, and it'd get all over us, and there was no place to hide from it. I mean, we would run to get under bushes and stuff, but still, we still got it. We walked through it. We got sprayed with it. And a lot of our veterans brothers out there are very sick with diseases that came from Agent Orange. As we get older as veterans, Vietnam veterans, as we get older, our immune systems go down, and we have trouble fighting it off. And so as we get older, we get more and more of these diseases, the cancers and the diabetes and the heart problems that come from the Agent Orange. And so that's really, really going to be a problem for us guys as we get older, this Agent Orange. I saw a picture of when they stopped doing Agent Orange in Vietnam. They had to get rid of all this stuff. And so I saw this picture of a Vietnamese woman. They hired the Vietnamese to clean these the barrels out, the Agent Orange barrels and stuff. And here was this woman. And she had her hat on, the conical hat, and she had her black pants and her white shirt. She had her pants rolled up. She had flip-flops on, and she's there just cleaning out these barrels. And right next to her was a military guy in a full hazardous suit.
Hazmat.
He was all hazmatted out. You know, because they knew how dangerous this was. And here's this poor Vietnamese woman cleaning out those barrels. And what happened with those? A lot of those barrels that they just gave them to the Vietnamese. They gave them to the Vietnamese. And the Vietnamese would use the barrels for water or different things. They would split them up and, you know, build houses with them and everything. Vietnam has a very bad problem with Agent Orange diseases. There's in Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, there in the museum, there's this whole room, and they have, it's horrible. And you go in there, and it says how much was sprayed, where it was sprayed. They have fetuses that were in jars. They have pictures of children who were deformed by the Agent Orange.
That's completely unacceptable.
Oh, just horrible. And I have a friend up in Hanoi. He was a North Vietnamese soldier, and he spent 10 years down in the South fighting. And I go see him every time I'm in Hanoi. And he has three children, and all three of those children have deformities.
Well, there's actually something that people can do if they wanted to try to make the government pay for some of the horrible things that have happened. And this includes Vietnamese Americans as well as Vietnamese civilians, and also the lands and ecosystems that were contaminated by Agent Orange or dioxin. And that's called the Victims of Agent Orange Relief Act of 2013. That's H.R. 2519. And there is an online postcard that you can sign. It's very, very easy and simple. That's called the Victims of Agent Orange Relief Act of 2013, H.R. 2519. And that would provide medical assistance and disability benefits to children of American Vietnam veterans that were affected by Agent Orange, which includes people in the Air Force as well as the Navy, and Vietnamese Americans, Vietnamese and their offspring, and the lands that have been sprayed.
It's just it's horrible. It's just horrible thing. Agent Orange is boy, that the Vietnam War is a war that keeps on giving, Angie. It just keeps on giving. It just never, it's never going to end for us guys and for this country. And we got another break coming up here. But Justin, Liz said earlier about to keep our radio station going, we need new people to come in and join us. The more people we have, the new people we have coming in and joining KBOO family, the more we can spread the word, the more we can get the word out to help, because this country is going to need stations like KBOO. You know, KBOO takes no money from corporations. It's yours radios. It's my radio station. You know, it's Angie's radio station. It's Tammy's. It's Justin's. It's Kathleen. It's all of our radio station. And we're not going to let them get it. We're going to keep on keeping our station going. And we're going to go back out to Justin and Liz, and they're going to tell you how to do that.
And how you do it is you go to your phone and you dial 877-500-5266, or you go to your electronic electronic device of choice and go to KBOO.FM and click on the little jar in the upper right-hand corner. You know, Veterans Voice is only on once a month. And as it happened, this is the only time that this program is on during our membership drive. So those of you who are devoted listeners of this show who take time out of your schedule to make sure that you catch this show once a month, this is your time to show your support for this program. This is the only time you're going to be able to do that during this membership drive. So now's the time. What are you waiting for? 877-500-5266. Justin?
Many hands make light lifting, and we're asking you to make a modest contribution to place that into the community trust. It doesn't go away. It doesn't disappear. You're not giving it to us. It stands here as a monument at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and you can come and check on it and at any time, because this is this vital community experiment that's been running for over 46 years, over 23 million commercial-free minutes and counting. We have withstood the test of time, but that's because of the generosity and the commitment of so many thousands of people. It's you listeners becoming members. It's our programmers doing their research and coming in and bringing that information to you. It's people like Liz and Tammy and our phone answerers taking time out of their day, and it's restaurants donating food to make sure that our volunteers are able to receive your calls. Thank you, Delta Park Elmers at 9848 North Whittaker. Thank you, Ford Food and Drink at 2505 Southeast 11th. And thank you, Los Taquitos at 5832 Northeast Gleason. These restaurants have done what they can do today to support Veterans Voice and indeed all of our cultural and political ambassadors who are on every hour of every day for 23 million commercial-free minutes. Now, listener, won't you do your part and become an active member? 877-500-5266.
That's right. You know, and we're not telling you what amount to become a member at. Sorry, that was terrible grammar, but we're
at,
not telling you.
Are you
at,
prepositioning them?
I am prepositioning you right now. I am making the preposition that you pick up your phone and call 877-500-5266. We make suggestions like $90 a year or $60 a year or $75 a year. If you become a member at the $75 level, once again, Friends of Trees will plant a tree in a public space in Portland in your honor. And what better way to honor the veterans who have given so much with their service, and what better way to support KBOO and to support the city that you live in if you happen to live in Portland than by planting a tree at the $75 level. And remember, $75 is 21 cents a day. I mean, what else can you get that is going to give you the value that KBOO does for just 21 cents a day? I ask you. Not much. I can't think of anything else. Can you, Justin?
Well, I'm trying to, and I'm thinking that 20. What percentage is 21 cents?
You can't even make a
cents?
Phone call for 21 cents.
We'll find a phone booth.
Exactly.
21 cents out of $2,000 a day. That's the level of responsibility that Liz is suggesting right now. That $75 level, we could get you a KBOO audio flash drive, which has hours and hours and hours of our own programming, dismantling the prison industrial complex, fighting the neoliberal agenda, a way forward for Israel-Palestine. There's a talk by Tom Hartman on there. There's just hours and hours. There's an interview with Pete Seeger. There's too many things for me to list. And that $75 will also have a tree planted in your honor. I've been joking that maybe KBOO membership doesn't whiten teeth, freshen breath, and melt away pounds. But with our partnership with Friends of Trees, it does now actually lighten your carbon footprint. Call right now, 877-500 800-500-5266. $60 will get you a copy of Killing Anything That Moves by Nick Terse. This is a startling history of the American War on Vietnamese civilians, and this is including issues around the My Lai Massacre and all sorts of stuff here. Kill Anything That Moves. When you call 877-500-5266, as Liz says, you really are honoring a service that is an ultimate service, and you're defying this stereotype around KBOO that everyone is foil-hatted and patchouli and all of this stuff. We've got veterans.
We're all a bunch of commies over here.
There's all sorts of people here, and we defy all of those stereotypes because we are too diverse to fit into any one of them. And that's why, dear listener, you've been listening for a long time, but the chances are about a 90% probability that you haven't made that call yet. So please don't try and wait us out. We've been here 46 years. We can wait you out. So we're waiting to hear your phone now. We'll all get together. You call up and introduce yourself. We're going to go back to Veterans Voice, but we're standing by and waiting for your call. 877-500-KBOO.
This is Angie at Veterans Voice, and thank you very much for listening to us. We're talking about Agent Orange, and that was sprayed mostly between 1962 and 1975. But I don't know if a lot of people know about the fact that Navy veterans could also be affected by this. There is an act called the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2013, H.R. 543, and approximately 21 million gallons of dioxin herbicide has entered the food chain and the water systems outside of Vietnam along their coastal waters. And dairy products that were being produced in Vietnam serviced these offshore carriers during that era. So as we were spraying Agent Orange, we were also feeding products produced contaminated by Agent Orange to sailors. And sailors also drank and showered in this water that was basically contaminated by Agent Orange. And there were reports, not official, but reports of by previous sailors who were on the ships of barrels being kept on board the ships. So some of these barrels of Agent Orange actually spilled, and there were reports of cleanup that had happened. This has led to many different diseases later in life and medical problems for sailors, and they should receive compensation for that. That includes cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's disease, and diabetes too. So the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2013 should call your congressman and tell him that you want him to pass that. Congressman Blumenauer's number is 503-231-2300.
Yeah, that's the Blue Water Navy. That's pretty important. They're having to fight a lot. The Blue Water Navy guys, they're really having a hard time. That's like the lesson those guys from the C-123s. What the VA said, that they're not those airplanes were not considered a Agent Orange site. It has to be a site, you know. And so that's not a site, and so that's how they get away with it. They do this song and dance, and they get around all that. And so we'll be back at 9 a.m. on June 20th, and we're going to be talking with Lisa Letts about her book. It's called Fighting for Peace, Veterans and Military Families in the Anti-Iraq War Movement. And I've just started reading it, and it's a very good book. She was in the anti-war movement. Her husband was an active duty Army guy, and she was like going between both. She was going to anti-war rallies and everything, and then she would be talking with the families, you know, and her husband and all that. And so it's a really interesting book, and we're going to be talking to Lisa next month, and we will definitely have a lot of stuff to talk about on that one. And so, like I said, we'll be back next month at 9 a.m., June 20th, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. I'm Marvin. I'm here with Angie, and Bill called in. And there it is.
At the end of the early British wars, the young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't marching anymore. For I've killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is 9:59 a.m. Coming up at 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre, followed at 10:15 by Flashpoints. Stay tuned.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, May 16th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Before we launch into it, we've got two guests, believe it or not, two, count them, today. I want to thank Sam Parrish for engineering the show today. Thanks, Sam. And also Kathleen Stevenson, KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks for that, Kathleen. We do have a few, we've got a few headlines to go through. I'm putting the weather for the weekend on the KBOO website, as well as an alternative forecast, Planting by the Moon, and what to watch for. David Fedanke will be joining us in just a moment to talk about this Oregon Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the legislature could block anti-war protesters from overnight camping on the Capitol steps. And we'll also be visiting net neutrality with Kevin Zeese in just